This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Let's stay in the AFC South and go to our next guy here. And this is a one that you and I are in agreement on because we both have Jaden Higgins ranked in the 40s. Meanwhile, he goes off the board on Yahoo Drafts wide receiver 66. You're 24 spots. I'm pretty similarly high relative to ADP on Jaden Higgins. So make the case for the Texans' second year receiver.
Yeah, I do think it's, I have the concept of a meme wide receiver in my head. I don't know that he really qualifies for a meme receiver, but it's one of those things that as you have, like Quentin Johnston, I think is a meme receiver. Basically, jokes told about Quentin Johnston that even no matter what he does, he will always be discounted.
He'll always be Higgins, his rookie year. That's what I've been saying on this show all summer. Like, I've been saying this to James and we could talk about him because it's behind his back. He's not here. I'm like, dude, you got to let it go. Like, he's not that, he's a flawed player still. I think we'd all agree, but he's not that player anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But I think Higgins is a player that it was so quiet over the first half of last year. And even recognizing that there was potential opportunity over the first half of last year. And so you're running up against that, if that quiet rollout, because the second half of the year, he was very, very good, came on and really established himself in that offense. And I think the other part of it is the CJ Stroud of it all, where our last impression of CJ Stroud was that mess of a game against New England, which Drake May did not play in well in either. And so I think that colors the overall conception on this offense. I think the other, like, I am pulling really hard for Tank Dell, and I would love to see Tank Dell back. And the story of Tank Dell is awesome, it's fascinating, but I think we need to be realistic from a fantasy standpoint and recognize that it'd be one thing if Tank Dell is back on the NFL field making plays as a receiver. It's quite another thing for him to be getting heavy volume, to be fantasy relevant in that regard. And so I do think that there's overall, probably in the market, there's a little bit more like positive sentiment towards, like, I want to cheer for Tank Dell, so I'm going to take Tank Dell. And I know as I'm going through a draft, if I want to get a later Browns pass catcher is a good example this year, that might lead me to be out on the earlier Browns pass catchers. And so I don't know if that becomes a factor in it. I don't know if there's belief that Higgins was drafted to replace Nico Collins. I don't know what it is, but every report, every indication we see is they've basically got two wide receivers that are locked in as the outside receivers. I mean, Nico Collins, CJ Stroud, just raving about Jaden Higgins. And so I'm way above the market, and I feel like I might be even way too low on what we could see out of Jaden Higgins, simply fundamentally how this could really work out for him.
Yeah. Like I said, you and I are on lockstep on this one. And, you know, I was someone that was a little skeptical about Higgins as a prospect just because, you know, size, frame wise, these are the type of guys. I mean, listen, you know, this is a Bills fan. The Keon Coleman conundrum is, like, these are the guys who end up getting pigeonholed as X receivers because of their size and just like the throwback prototype of this particular archetype of receivers. But that's, I don't think, the vision for Higgins in Houston, and him landing there with Nico Collins is a big deal. By the way, like, I struggle to get people excited about Nico Collins this year because of the CJ Stroud factor, to your point. So, like, I get it then why they're not like, ooh, I'm lining up to draft the second Texans receiver. You know, I do understand that, but Stroud was a top 10 quarterback by EPA per play last year. It, you know, just all the moments that we all saw, the two playoff games, was it the Monday night game in Seattle? Those were, like, by far his worst games. So I think those are carrying, and they were, especially playoff games, historically bad. I mean, historically bad. I get that. By the way, Nico Collins, not healthy through the postseason as well, which also, again, brings you back to the Higgins point. It can't be overstated the fact that, like, when he started to come on at the end of last year, he was used much more as that Z receiver, more off ball, more on the breaking route. So the point that in our player comparison tool, like, he does get some, you know, Kenny Golladay, Cedric Tillman type comps, but there's also, like, Tim Patrick, Adam Thielen, Juwan Jennings, these guys that were more bigger slot off-ball Z receivers. And I think those are the types that ultimately, if he's to find success in the NFL, I think it will be with that type of usage. And I think that's kind of what's coming this year. So, yeah, Higgins is like, he's the sleeper that I feel, you know, stupid to say this because everybody's talking all the time. Certainly on this show, I'm talking all the time. But it feels like he's the sleeper that nobody's talking about, Jeff.
Well, and I do think that the CJ Stroud of it all is a big part of that. And it does take a layer of, again, the Quentin Johnston of it, of like to be the guy standing outside saying, hey, Quentin Johnston's a lot better than people realize, especially for fantasy purposes.
And who's lining up for that? If it goes wrong. Speech.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like who wants to be on that territory? And you know, Kyle Pitts is an example of it. He can say, well, everything seems like it should work out great for Kyle Pitts, but like who wants to be the guy that whiffs for the fifth time on Kyle Pitts? And it's like one of those things of it does take a layer of I'm going to ignore what I saw, or I understand why this has created such a flag plan in your mind, but here's the actual scenario of what's happening here, I think is really heavily involved in that.
Yeah, as somebody that's, you know, again, my therapist doesn't let me talk about Rashad Bateman, but I'm breaking those rules, you know, because it's been years and years and years. And I'm still like, oh, what if this, that, and the other? Like, I get it why you don't want to be on that hill. But that's all the more important why I think the Higgins thing matters here, because I was not like some Jaden Higgins, you know, big backer as a prospect. And I still think he's incredibly undervalued right now. So, yeah, he's definitely somebody that I hope people target in the late rounds of their drafts. Again, in that like wide receiver 40 range, I think you and I kind of have him properly ranked here.